Well, for more insight on that story, we're joined by political analyst Mr. Maher Saloum, who's joining us via satellite from Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all,
Thank
what
you.
Do these demonstrations mean for the House of Saud?
Well, it means that the kingdom itself is in a bit of a jeopardy, let's say, democratically speaking. Security-wise, it is an insecure place now to live in on the East Coast, I think, on the major East Coast where Shiites are being, interfered there by the police services and the secret services of the Saudi royal family. Now, if it has not been the Saudi role actually in the Bahraini uprising so far in the past months or the few months ago, and its military intervention, when it was asked to play such an intervention by the King of Bahrain, Khalifa, and unfortunately this has played a pivotal role in bringing another uprising today, as we have been witnessing on the east coast of Saudi Arabia. So this is a natural response by the people inside Saudi Arabia, and specifically inside the villages and the major cities that the Shiites have been really well populated inside Saudi Arabia.
And what about the people's calls for the Saudis to stop their support for the crackdown on protesters in Bahrain? How does Riyadh plan to respond to these calls from the people?
Well, it should respond in a situation that it shall open a dialogue between such citizens, because Shiites, Saudi Shiites or Bahraini Shiites, they are citizens in the Gulf. And they are supposed to be in an open dialogue with such governments in order to understand their own needs, their socioeconomic needs, I mean, the lack of jobs and opportunities for them, because they have been deprived of their own human rights as such, as we have been witnessing killings and the brutality and the violence by the kingdom itself, I mean, the Saudi and even the Bahraini kingdom. We cannot, separate both kingdoms here. They have been playing a mutual agreement, it seems, in suppressing Shiites' uprisings in the Gulf so far. But, blaming that Iranians have played a role, I mean, the Islamic Republic of Iran, it is, unfortunately, an opponent power here by the kingdom itself. I mean, this is not a true transparent as such, like expression of their own systems. When we believe in such a democratic value, let's say, or democratic system, we need to, abide by such systems. And we need to apply for our citizens all the human rights activities, possibilities, and their own applications inside our major cities and villages. So hence, we need to supply them with regular and lawful or legal considerations as such, like other citizens inside the kingdom itself, I mean Saudi Arabia or even Bahrain.
Political analyst Mr. Maher Saloum from the Lebanese capital Beirut, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.